Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you again the words of Revelation, this glorious vision of the Lamb of God as he is worshipped in heaven. And when he, that is Jesus, had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth." This is God's word. Please be seated. I can appreciate that it is often difficult for us to figure out exactly what Easter means for our day-to-day living. Our nation just experienced another horrific atrocity this past week with that massacre at Virginia Tech. And with over 30 people brutally murdered, it is hard to hold on to your conviction that the one who conquered death is in control of his world. But more often than not, it is not the exceptional things that happen, such as happened this past week, but it's the day-to-day grind that pushes Easter out of our minds, when we're all caught up in the routine of our lives and of our vocations, like those disciples going back to their fishing boats and their nets. It's hard for us to hold on to the conviction that the resurrection of Jesus Christ has changed everything. And so this vision is given to St. John in Revelation chapter 5, and it helps us to see what our senses cannot perceive. Because you perceive a world that is spinning out of control. You perceive that Easter has made no appreciable difference in your day-to-day living. But thanks to this vision, faith perceives a truth that our senses cannot detect. The cosmic impact of Christ's crucifixion for the atonement of our sins and of his resurrection, which seals his victory to everyone who believes in him and calls upon his name. And there is something of an irony on this day, as we retire the old hymnal, that it is such an old and ancient song that opens up this truth to us. So let's hear it today for the old songs. Because when it comes to this old song, it is always as fresh and as new and as thrilling as the day it was first sung as a new song to the Lamb of God, when the victorious and risen Savior ascended to the right hand of God in glory and triumph. And the song began, "Worthy are you, O Lamb of God, to take the scroll and to open the seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth." And by this song, thundering from the sanctuary of heaven, God directs our attention to realities that are far more real than anything on this earth or in this life. I understand. Our eyes are so accustomed to seeing hatred and war and violence. And now this past week we've had to see this cell phone video of this massacre and those upsetting photographs of Cho with his guns and with murder in his eyes. And we know it's probably going to happen again in this world, and again and again. And we resign ourselves all our days on this earth to witnessing this world spin out of control, seemingly, until the sound of an ancient song wafts our way and directs us to look up. Day after day, our ears are tuned in to the sounds of our vocations. the humming machinery of industry, the buzzes and the rings of our cell phones and pagers, the beeping of price scanners and of fax machines, and the sound of windows booting up. Another day, another dollar. And what does it all mean? Is it just a meaningless chasing after the wind? When suddenly we come here and our ears are tuned into a very different sound, the sound of angelic praises and the voices of myriads of saints harmonizing with the angels. Countless throngs of the saints and the angels all joined in this great hymn of praise to the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb, for He was slain, and He purchased us for God, and He made us a kingdom and priests, and we shall reign forever. What is the meaning of this distant triumph song? Well, what it means is that what we perceive as reality, a world spinning out of control, days that are spent seemingly chasing after the wind, that these things are not, in fact, ultimate realities. What is ultimately real, it is what is happening in a place which for now we can only perceive by faith. For the Lamb of God, once slain, is alive again. And He is being worshipped in heaven, He is enthroned, and He reigns forever. And the song of the Lamb says it all to us. It opens up all of these new realities to us. First of all is this, that He, the Lamb, was slain, and by His blood He ransomed people for God. Or as we Lutherans like to say it, He redeemed us, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious blood. And with His innocent suffering and death. You know, when a soldier gives his blood for his country, we give him a purple heart. But when the very holy, unique Son of God gives His life and sheds His blood for His enemies to atone for their sins and to ransom them, to reconcile them to God, He is worthy of not just a medal, but of our eternal praise. And we, with all of the saints and angels, shall give Him nothing less, who died for us, who ransomed us to God, and who called us heavenward through faith in Him. And then the song goes on to say that He has made us to be a kingdom. Or as we Lutherans like to say it out of the Catechism, He redeemed us that we might be His own and live under Him in His kingdom. Now, this is a new reality, folks. We are not just kingdoms of this violent, vain, and vicious world. But St. Paul would remind you, as Christ does in this revelation, that our citizenship is in heaven. And from there we await a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we do grieve in this sin-riddled world. But we do not grieve like those who have no hope. For the song of the Lamb directs our ears and our eyes to even greater realities. And one of the greatest is that we belong to a kingdom where one day there will be no more tears. And then the song goes on. He has made us priests. Or as we Lutherans like to say it, not only do we live under Him in His kingdom, but now we serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. To serve God is to be a priest. But ever since the Old Testament, the priests, before they could serve God, had to be properly washed and vested. And so now, in the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been washed clean. And we have received the vestment of the righteousness of Jesus Christ that covers us like a gleaming white garment. So that now, in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, we may approach our God and seek from Him all of His blessings, while at the same time offering to Him the sacrifice of our prayers and praises, the sacrifice of our thanksgiving and of our offerings, of our lives and of our witness. This is our priestly service to Him. He has made us to be priests. And then comes the final word of this song of the Lamb. we shall reign upon the earth. Now, I don't know about you, but this is the one that really excites me and ignites the imagination. Because you see, when mankind fell into sin, he lost his perfect dominion over the earth. And ever since then, not only have we had to deal with each other and all of the hatred and the violence and the jealousy and the prejudice that arises between us, but nature has been biting back too. Think tsunamis and tornadoes and fires and calamities and disasters of every kind. Think Steve Irwin with a stingray barb in his heart. And remember that we are not the only ones feeling the effects of sin in this world, but that creation itself, Paul says, is groaning under the curse of sin. None of this would have happened if we had not fallen into sin and had retained our dominion over the earth and over the creation. But in the Song of the Lamb, we learn that this dominion is going to be restored to us in the new heaven and in the new earth. And we will reign again in glorified, risen flesh. We will reign upon this earth with Jesus Christ. This earth will be liberated from its bondage to decay, and it will be our inheritance forever. As Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And all of this from a song that makes TLH look brand spanking new by comparison. I did a little search this past week on eBay. I found the Lutheran hymnal being offered for sale under this description. It says, "Vintage Lutheran hymnal. Nice item for a person who collects religious and church items." I guess I didn't realize that our hymnal was a vintage collector's item. Maybe instead of sending them home with you today, we ought to take them to the Antiques Roadshow and see what we could get for them. But here is a song from God's Word that is far, far older than any in TLH. And yet it is never vintage, it is never old, it is never antiquated. Because it lets us know that despite what our eyes and ears perceive as reality, there are even greater realities out there. The wars and the massacres and the tragedies are all coming to an end. The day is coming when our service to God will no longer be wrapped up with issues of having to earn a living and to pay our bills. A day when our service to the Lamb of God will be the pure worship and praise of Him who ransomed us to God by His blood. Lift up your eyes, tune in your ears, and let these greater realities of heaven encourage you each day. We sing in one hymn for all the saints these words, "And when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, steals on our ear that distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again, and arms are strong." Alleluia! And that's what Easter does for us in this song of heaven. We are reminded that there are greater realities, that the Lamb of God reigns, that this sinful life is coming to an end. Let it encourage you to rejoice each and every day that the Lord gives you on this earth. And then when there are no more days, to die in peace. And so to join that myriad of voices to give your praise in that ancient and yet eternally new Song of the Lamb. In the name of our risen Savior, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.